It is day two, I suppose, day 200 and something of us being in lockdown, but certainly day two of us returning to an adjusted alert level three, as announced by President Cyril Ramaphosa on Monday evening when he addressed the nation once again to respond to the devastating numbers that are ever-growing as far as COVID-19 is concerned. The question that has come from listeners time and time again, does that mean that there's a moratorium once again on evictions or not? Nick Bonasconi is a director of Bonasconi Attorneys, joins me on the line now. Nick, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning, Africa. Nice to be with you.
I'll ask you the question asked by listeners. Is the moratorium on evictions in place again now that we are at adjusted level three of alertness in response to COVID-19?
Well, I just referred to Section 37 of the adjusted regulations, which sums it up pretty quickly. A person may not be evicted from his or her land or home or have his or her place of residence demolished for the duration of the national state of disaster, and here's the important part, unless a competent court has granted an order authorizing the eviction or demolition. So the court can authorize eviction or demolition under Regulation 37, but then in subsection 2 of the regulation, it says that a competent court may suspend or stay in order for eviction or demolition until or after the lapse of the termination of the national disaster, unless the court is of the opinion that it is not just or equitable to suspend or stay the order, having regard to and then various factors in terms of the regulation. So, no, it doesn't suspend it unless the court itself suspends the order.
What I'm also hearing, though, Nick, is that even 3 days ago when we were in alert level one, whatever version we were in, that the evictions were also still not allowed because it is, as you say, for the duration of the national state of disaster.
Yes, but as I said, you've got to convince the court that it is unjust to suspend. So the court is going to lean towards suspending the order unless you can show that it is not in the public interest to have the order suspended until after the national disaster. But you cannot go and just summarily evict a person from any premises, whether they unlawful occupiers or whether they are at the end of their lease, or which makes them an unlawful occupier, or they've breached the lease agreement and you've cancelled. You cannot evict a person under normal circumstances in any case without a court order. Now, all that the regulations are saying is that the court can suspend that order unless you can show. Then there are about 10 subsections that you can convince the court not to suspend the order.
What happens then in a case where I imagine hundreds of thousands of property owners have tenants who either have lost their jobs or perhaps, if they're lucky, have had a dock in salary and are no longer able to meet the obligation of a rental payment every month? What happens in those instances?
Okay, well, you see, now the tenant should go to the landowner, what they are now defined as, and ask for a rescheduling of the rental to be paid. Now, in Section 38 of the adjusted regulations refers to the Rental Housing Act. And if you are unable to pay your rental and the landowner does not want to assist you or adjust your rental during this period because you've lost your job, you can then go to the Rental Housing Act and declare an unfair practice. And then the tribunal of the rental, the tribunal in each province must then hear such an unfair practice hearing and then assist or not assist the tenant. And then the tribunal has the right then to make an order of eviction or adjust the rental for the period in terms of the regulation.
And if the tribunal then issues an order of eviction, even though we are under a national state of disaster currently in play until the 15th of January, and the Minister of Justice and Correctional Services saying that early indications are that that state of disaster is going to be extended by at least another month. So we could be in this situation until the middle of February. If a tribunal has issued an order of eviction, that eviction needs to be carried out, even though we are still under a national state of disaster, right?
Correct, correct. But as I said, that again, the tribunal will take various aspects into consideration. For instance, alternative accommodation. It'll also look at the question of whether there's quarantine facilities for the person in respect of government agencies having quarantine places for these people to go to, et cetera, et cetera. So the tribunal will take the same considerations as the court would in suspending such an order.
Another practical question, Nick. If a term of lease is coming to an end, let's say the 31st of December, and a landlord or land or property owner has given notice to an Afrika Milani that this will be the conclusion of the lease agreement, and I will need you to vacate the property, obviously, come the 31st of December. Can that be in place?
Well, again, then, if you stay in the property after the termination period of the lease, you are then, in effect, in unlawful occupation. Now, what a tenant would normally do then is to say to the landowner, I don't have an alternative place to go to, so I'm not leaving. And then it'll be a question of having to follow the procedures in terms of the PIE Act, which we all know, to evict that person. But that procedure is a long procedure, and it takes about 2 to 3 months before you even get to court, you know, that the application can be heard. And then even then, the court has the right to suspend that order until termination of these regulations. But if you find yourself in that position, that doesn't mean that the tenant can then stay there for nothing. The tenant must then still pay the rental as per the lease agreement on a month-to-month notice until the court decides otherwise, whether to suspend it or to whether the eviction can be executed.
I know a case of somebody who has bought property in a very nice part of Cape Town, actually, and current occupants of that property who were leasing that property from the previous owner are refusing to leave, saying, one, they don't have alternative accommodation, and two, we are under a national state of disaster, therefore they cannot be evicted.
Well, there again, it's the same procedures I've just told you now, that they are in unlawful occupation. So even though normally under the deed of sale, it would say that the seller gives the purchaser unfettered occupation of the premises at the time of the registration of the property into the purchaser's name, subject to any lease agreement, because we have the maxim hier gaat verkoop. In other words, that if there's an existing lease over the property, that must run its course before you can get occupation of the property. Now, if that has happened, then and the termination of the lease happened before registration of the property or occupation of the property in terms of the deed of sale, then the purchaser will have a damages claim against the seller for not giving unfettered occupation of the property on registration. And then the purchaser will have to follow the PIE regulations and act to evict that person.
Nick, thank you very much indeed. Nick Bonasconi is a director of Bonasconi Attorneys, and we'll certainly share that interview and all the other interviews we've had today, by the way, on our social media platforms. If you follow the station at Cape Talk or at Radio 702, you'll be able to find that interview. It will be up in a few minutes. Do share it with people that you think need to hear it. If you know of someone who owns property and is not able to get the tenant out, or perhaps is planning to sell sell that property but does not know what to do, there's some sound legal it's not legal advice, more so an understanding of what the legal parameters would be for that person either owning property or even leasing property, actually, in terms of what needs to do. Thank you very much indeed to Nick, and thank you.